Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, comedian Gracie Kanaan and Malia Vantraub. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I stayed in bed late today, 'cause the room was spinning. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My alarm went off on time, but it was a smoke alarm. I think it's gonna be a bad day. Poured a bowl of chunky granola. The milk was chunkier. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My boss said I'm doing a great job, and he hates to let me go. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My wife said, I love you, Bill. My name is John. I think it's gonna be a bad day. Found a four-leaf clover growing on my shower floor. I think it's gonna be a bad day. I'm gonna be a dad, according to the lawsuit. I think it's gonna be a bad day. Talk to a sexy girl today for $4.95 a minute. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My son finally got his own place. He's in prison. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My daughter started an e-business. She's got a camera in her bedroom. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My doctor gave me the thumbs up. It was extremely painful. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My wife likes to dress sexy, so I hear. I think it's gonna be a bad day. My secretary has a crush on me. His name is Steve. I think it's gonna be a bad day.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick, we're joined by two very terrific guests.
Are we comedians?
Do we like them even? Are they terrific?
Well, can we ever make yet?
His word for it?
I'm a very trustworthy voice.
Does he just say that about everybody?
I do not.
I know I enjoy my AT&T phone service.
Me too.
That's all I know.
Every time you say that, I get a small commission.
Nice.
Yes.
So much.
Yes.
Nice. This is Malia Vantraub.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, you nailed it. What's funny is Gracie's name is way easier, but everyone gets that one wrong.
Gracie,
go ahead,
try. Kanaan?
Kanan, but I literally don't care. And there's like eight different ways to pronounce it.
See, you've got to go with old Hollywood. You should be Grace Collins. And you should be Millie Van Johnson.
Vanilli. Oh. I like Millie Vanilli.
I think Gracie went Old Testament.
I did. I'm very biblical.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
For a comedian.
That's right.
And I went Old Plagiarism.
Very nice. Who's on your shirt, Gracie?
Beyonce. I went to Cowboy Carter, and it changed my life. I cried so hard.
I'm glad you brought this up. Queen Bee tells us, don't use just one body wash. Don't use just one shampoo. Mix them.
This is true.
Mix
yes.
them together, and then you have your own scent.
So really? Do you live by that?
I live by that. I have like nine.
What do you mix in today?
I'm very non-male. I have like 20, 25 shower body washes. Yes. I have not 25, 10. Mm.
And you mix them together?
And I mix them all together with a standard, with my base.
Right.
I'm making a fist with my base.
What's your base?
My base is shea butter, black soap or something like that. And then I take my...
Wait. Don't tell us the rest. We should all go around and sniff him.
Yes. We should guess.
I do same thing with my shampoo. I mix two shampoos together, and therefore, Queen Bee told me I have my own set.
Well, now King C does his thing. That's great.
There you go. Oh, King
Chick. Now we're going to have to call him King.
Wow.
So what do you guys, what do either one of you do in the shower? Go ahead.
It's a great way to start.
Cry on the floor? No, anyone else? It's a great way to start your day, honestly. A purge.
Is it common knowledge that, I just learned this recently, you should actually, well, I saw it in The Big Chill.
Glenn Close just came out.
Yeah. You're supposed to. Thank you. Thank you, Millie. No, you're supposed to cry in the shower.
Why?
Did you know this?
Whoa.
I don't know. That's where you're supposed to do all your crying. If you cry,
so
you
people
go to the
don't
shower.
Know that you're crying.
I guess
it's a very cathartic together. Place to have thoughts. I mean, it's one of the rare places where we don't have our phones, we don't have any distractions. So anytime I have an original thought, it's in the shower.
Yeah, a lot of times that is where the
best now, I've got my shower, another thing. I've got eucalyptus going in the shower. I got the Vapopux.
Wait, you have like the actual eucalyptus leaf?
Buy the stem and hang them.
My daughter at one point, every now and then brings me a eucalyptus branch and you hang it from your shower.
Sure
net. Yes, you do.
Do you have Enya playing?
I might. Because I do.
Orinoco flow, if you
will. I have a suction cup.
Because you're not a real man.
I have a suction cup magnet for my phone that goes up on the wall.
I disagree, Christy. I think this is quite...
Oh, so you do take your phone into the shower.
You take your phone into the shower?
To listen to...
You run a small business from your shower.
I do. And we're waiting for that.
Sounds really stressful.
It does sound like more like a boutique, doesn't it?
Yeah. How big is your shower?
And how many other people are in there with you?
8 by 10, about 3 at the busiest times. No. That's where I listen to music and sometimes in the shower.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
That's beautiful. I love your self-care ritual.
Yeah.
Never could have told by looking at you.
I'm very self-involved. I'm not liking what I'm finding, but no.
We're joined by Milana Weintraub and Gracie Cannon. Gracie, do you live in New York?
I do. I do. We're representing both coasts right now. I live in Brooklyn.
I live in L.A.
Mm-hmm. We are
joined together. So we're just here disagreeing about the weather mostly.
Yeah, we really
like,
are.
It's so swampy. She's like, this is nothing compared to the city.
I'm like, this is breezy in the city. It's just, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like a greenhouse or something.
Well, you have too
it's
many
insane.
Buildings. They're too tall.
Too many people. Too many rats, honestly. Yeah. My roommate is a rat. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever seen the documentary?
Do you charge him rent?
He pays more. He's actually my landlord, so, you know, it's just nice to be out.
What's that documentary called, Josh? The Rats?
Rats. By Morgan Spurlock. Have you ever seen that one?
And they out, and there's this pile of garbage, and it's late at night, and they go and hit a stick, and the entire pile of garbage moves. It's in New York City, and they just move all the rats.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Why would you make a documentary about that? That's harrowing.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. And then he goes, you know, down deep into the subway system. And
sure.
Why would you be putting rat food on the street in big bags on a schedule?
Well,
you
know, that's a good point. See, they think
she
the
makes
rat,
up a good point.
The rats Thank don't you, know, finally. But the rats know.
The rats know. Chicago has them bad.
Chicago has them bad, too?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, my daughters live in Chicago, and I've walking down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden... Oh,
do you so you have roommates or you don't?
I have a roommate. You guys want to hear something that everyone thinks is crazy? I live with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're like BFFs, though.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, was he just saying we're best friends?
No.
We dated for...
Hopefully, she's going to see me again any second.
Is he trying to weasel his way back in?
Absolutely not. We are both disgusted by each
think
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really sweet that you think that.
He has a girlfriend. Do you guys date?
He has a girlfriend.
And she has the same name as me. Not last name, but yeah.
Holy hell!
Yeah.
This guy's
New York, baby.
Yeah.
You know what they say? There's just not a lot of people in New York.
It's hard to meet
people. Hard to meet anybody.
Right.
Hi,
Without
would
the
you
name
like...
Gracie, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you dating?
Am I dating in general?
In New York, yeah.
I am, yeah. I am dating in New York.
And you're dating...
Follow-up questions welcome.
Are you dating a guy with the same name as your old boy?
Yeah. That's exclusively my criteria, actually. There's a filter by Hinge that you can do that by name. No, I am dating. I've been pretty cynical about it, not in like a bad way, but I'm seeing someone that has been all green flags recently, so I got to block him. Good for my brand, honestly.
If you want a cynical dating story, yeah. Do you remember this from Nick, our friend comedian Nick Griffin?
Which one?
He said he was going to start dating, and it was going to be a coffee date. Yep. And he said, from this point forward, no matter who I met for coffee, I would end the date with a kiss.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
I was going to kiss that woman.
No matter what.
What was his, because Nick's not that guy.
No, he's not that guy at all.
What was his,
the sweetest guy ever, but I think he thought it was from a comedian angle. He thought it would be interesting and might lead to some, and it didn't.
He also does kind of have a fear of commitment, so this is a good way of making sure no one's going to follow up.
Yeah.
He said you would not, I was in the parking lot of a Vons making out at 11:15 in the morning.
That one went well.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
That one went well.
I feel like I might have gone on a date with this guy. I don't know who it is, but I've definitely been attempted to kiss at the end of a date and been like, there were no cues for you that this was okay. What makes you think you should lean in now?
Yeah. What an awkward moment, too.
Boy, there's nothing worse than the lean in. Just the lean.
Nothing worse.
That's the best part.
Well, no, it's awkward. I mean,
not if that's not reciprocated.
Right. Sure. Yeah, that's you kind of have to meet each other halfway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that scene from Horse Whisperer.
Right.
We are Horse Whisperer. Big chill. Yes. We are really getting niche today.
Oh, Horse Whisperer. You have to let them come to you a little.
Not a current movie.
Yeah.
So you guys are crisscrossing the country with crybabies.
Yeah, crybabies in the shower.
Okay, a lot of improv over here. Yeah. doing stand-up and things? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, we're both incredibly resourceful because we come from broken childhoods.
You're among friends.
And so we're constantly just trying to prove ourselves and any idea we have, we try to capitalize on. And so stand-up is one of those things that we really enjoy doing, and it's such a self-starter business, you know, like you really don't need much but a mic and an audience, and luckily people keep showing up to our shows, so and I have a big hole in my heart that I could only fill with strangers' laughter. So I have to keep doing it or I die.
What's your name of your show? You will pass away.
I will. Thank you for laughing right now because I was getting low.
I could sense it.
Yeah, what's the name of your short?
It's called Booties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Booties.
Yeah.
B-O-O-T-I-E apostrophe S. I know. Oh. There's a lot of different... Yes. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Hey, Josh. Something about that ass, I think.
I would imagine it...
There's a little bit of ass in it.
Maybe some pun work as well. Maybe also...
No, there's not
it's
really...
Just ass.
It's just ass. It's 45 minutes. No dialogue.
Well, I haven't seen it. I can't wait to watch it again.
All slow-mo. It's just a slow-mo of a thong walking away.
There you go.
No, it's really fun.
When you both do stand-up, do you also get on stage concurrently as well?
We should.
I know. People have been asking that, but I don't know. I would feel personally bad because I'm a little bit... Milana has
funnier
a lot of...
than me?
Yeah, and I just would really overshadow you. No.
It is hard.
Milana has a really polished improv background, as you can kind of tell, and I'm more like a feral comedy raccoon, you know what I mean? I just have no filter and I come out. So it's like, I wouldn't want to bring her down and say something insane. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it separate from her. So she's like, I do not condone this.
And I think it would be weird for me because I love Gracie so much. I have so much respect for her, but she's also the easiest person to make fun of. So I just feel like I could possibly squash her on stage.
I have so much ammo and I love it. I love it. It makes me feel so loved.
She has no secrets.
It's really bad. You could
MC one night, Josh, with the girls. You could...
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight, I do have no plans.
There you go.
I don't MC.
You have a good improv background.
You're so funny. It's been so long since I've MC'd.
You're so funny.
Oh, you got it.
All right, you can headline. How's that? Does that make you feel better? How about that?
It's been a couple months since I've headlined, and I'm not any better at that, obviously.
Stick around for Josh.
We're here with our guests, Milana Weintraub and Gracie Cannon. So great to have you. Milana, did you grow up on the West Coast?
I grew up in L.A., yeah. My family's from Uzbekistan, and we immigrated when I was about 2 years old. So right into West Hollywood, which you know, used to be like the Tongva people land, and then the Mexican California, and then the Gold Rush, and then just Soviet immigrants. And now it's just gay people.
Oh, yeah.
And Barney's Beanery. Don't forget Barney's Beanery.
Yeah. Yeah, which I think has also been co-opted by gay people and is only better now for it.
Right. That's true. They do beans better.
I was having beans there one day, and it needs to gay up around in here. That's not gay enough.
Yeah. That's what everyone always says. Yeah.
Needs to gay up around in here.
You heard
that's
it
not
first.
A bad shirt.
What? Hetero. Anyway.
So, and you're an East Coaster.
Yeah, I'm an East Coaster. Well, I'm actually also from LA.
Oh, okay.
But then I moved out for college. I was like Providence, Philly. And I was just like, I love it out here. People are mean and I feel safe. Like, people are like creepily too nice in LA. And I was like, I grew up there, but I was like, I don't think I fit in here. And then, now I'm an East Coast girly. So now I've been in Brooklyn for like 10 years.
We've been the Billy Joel documentary just dropped on HBO Max, and we've been watching it and talking about it off the air. And that was one of the big moments in his career is when he decided, you know, I'm leaving Hollywood. I'm going back to New York. And it was really.
I saw him at MSG.
He's great. It was just amazing, I guess, where his creative fire
the vibe
was lit
is so different
when he got back to New York. It was, and you know, Billy Joel is New York when you think about it.
Would you say the LA niceness felt fake to you, or did it?
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, and I was just like, even growing up, like, I didn't know anything else, but I was like, it feels very clean and weird, and I just don't fit in here. I was like the weird moody theater kid, and it was just very like, it just didn't feel normal. And then as soon as I landed in Providence for college at like the bus stop, and I'm like, people are insane here. It is cold. I don't know. It's like I have Stockholm syndrome. There's something about it where it's like I need the chaos to have like inner peace. Otherwise, if it's too peaceful around me, I cause too much chaos. Mm-hmm. There has to be chaos. So I'd rather it be on the outside. But yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Huh.
Milana, have you lived anywhere else?
Yes, I've lived in New York for a little bit. I went to school in San Diego, but LA is home, and I think superior to most other places.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
I'm one of those.
I'm one of those.
No, it is my favorite place. Also, my family lives there, like generations of family live there, and I have a son, and so it's just nice to all be together. You know, you have kids that live in Chicago, right. And that sucks that they did that to you.
Yeah, it does.
Are you mad at them?
Yeah, of course. I let them know every day.
But it's
how did you desert your mother?
Do you go? Are you that direct? You're not direct. It's a subtle implied.
Oh, of course, I'm passive aggressive. Yeah. Just like my mom. Sure. Come on.
Well, if you think that's best.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't need to see you on Mother's Day. All right. No, and then there's next year.
So when I die, I won't need you to visit my grave.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
Don't come visit now.
Gracie, do you have a lot of friends in New York City, but do you also seek guidance elsewhere? Do you see therapists? Or,
hell yeah, absolutely. Do you think I'm held together by duct tape, Josh? Okay, this is amazing. Yeah, you have to. I think it should be a requirement when people move to New York. Most people are in therapy, but I think it should be a requirement. Like, you pull in, you take a deli number. You cannot have like 9 million people with unresolved mommy issues living on top of each other. That's where things get dicey. But yeah, I have a new therapist. My last one was 23 years old.
Oh,
which
wow.
is, yeah, insane.
Well, that would just make me angry.
She was like, oh my God, you deserve healing, queen. And I was like, your brain is not fully developed. Yeah. But you know, it's good. It's good to take action. It's good to show up. But yeah, what about you? What do you?
I do. Yeah, I have graduated to once a month.
Oh,
so it's just upkeep weaning therapy.
I plan on doing it for the rest of my life because I do think it's
you didn't win.
So fantastic. No,
you didn't win at therapy.
I'm not a champion yet.
Graduate.
But I've had a therapist say you don't need to come anymore. I go what?
What?
Yeah. They say you don't need to come anymore, or please don't come here.
Well, maybe I heard a little.
I need to talk to that therapist. I mean,
but it
that's
is,
wonderful.
It is kind of weird to hear that. Well, you
yeah,
really
that's
are,
great. I've never heard it. Okay. They're like, you got to triple up. If we're going to make progress, you got to quit your job. We're doing electroshock, baby.
I've had, that's our hour. What are you doing after lunch? That's what I've had.
Can you come back?
Can you come back? Is that
we
okay?
We need to double up.
I can't I can't have you out there wandering around.
Jeff, Pat, are you guys currently seeing therapists? Or?
No, I had to stop because mine was too young. And I just felt old, and she didn't
She didn't flirt with you, right?
Is that what no, that's not.
She didn't flirt back with you.
No, like, I would.
There was no making out in the Vons. Let's just put it that way.
That's right.
No,
it was and just, do you always kiss your therapist at the end of the session?
She was hot. I gladly would have kissed her at the end of the session.
But wasn't that harder to talk to her, though? And
no,
be honest?
I could care less. Hot girls aren't interested in me. I'm not worried about running them off. They already ran. So I just, I'm honest.
My therapist is a female, yeah.
Is she attractive?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But I'm not, I don't think of her that way, really.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guarantee she thinks of me that way.
I think my therapist is my best friend, and we laugh, and I know stories about her life. I've seen her for 10 years. And then at the end of the session, when I get a Venmo request, I'm like, how dare you?
I thought we had something.
I had something special. Yes. You couldn't comp this one, friend?
Right.
You ever just meet for coffee?
I feel like you're getting as much out of this as I am.
You ever catch him looking at the clock? I hate that.
I never had. In fact, she'll go over with me.
Will she go over for you?
Well, yeah, it's amazing.
Maybe she does like
maybe you have one.
Maybe I have a...
Oh, maybe you've won therapy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She, in fact, you know what she said last time?
What'd she say?
That you're her funniest client.
I can use her grounding mat for free.
Oh.
That's right.
What
if I ever need to go in.
What's that?
Are you guys familiar with grounding sheets or grounding mat? So grounding, real grounding is you go outside barefoot.
Right.
And the...
you're stepping dog crap.
It's a good way to get hookworms, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, sure.
And also, the electricity in your body aligns with that of the earth, and it's supposed to be anti-inflammatory, all these things.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, there's a grounding mat?
Sure, yeah.
For people who can't go outside.
Right. It's for the agoraphobic.
Is it just a strip
or the
imprisoned?
Doesn't she have a restroom?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.